Okay, but wait. My inner bully is just the voice inside my head, right? I mean, it's just me speaking to me, right? Well, the answer to that is absolutely. And also, not exactly. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Inner Work Coaching, the ultimate podcast for Christ-centered coaching to help turn your inner bully into a trusted ally. If you're ready to stop just going through the motions in life and start enjoying emotional and spiritual freedom, you're in the right place. I'm Mercy Rice, inner work warrior, God's girl, and caffeine queen, and I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get started. If you had the chance to listen to episode 3, you heard me refer to my inner bully as Chloe. That's the name I have for her, and you may have wondered what that was all about. And that question goes well with today's topic. How convenient. After 4+ years of using the Chloe persona, I seldom use the name or that visual anymore because I've learned how to create space, even sometimes just a tiny bit of space, between what I think and who I am. But at the beginning of this self-coaching inner work adventure, I needed to think of Chloe as my inner bully. I'll share some specific reasons for that later on in the episode, so stay tuned. The inner bully is definitely you. That voice in your head, that is you. I'm not suggesting anything other than that. And yet, that bully voice is created as a result of every emotion you've ever experienced. We talked about the concept of having a filter in our brain that has been logging emotions based on our experiences our entire lives. That's the reason that, for example, you receive constructive feedback at work, and maybe you react in a way you can't understand, whether it's internal or external. You wonder where your emotions are coming from because you can't properly connect what happened to how you felt about what happened. Well, most likely receiving that feedback triggered a feeling from something else you experienced. That particular feeling was most likely not processed, but just caught in your internal filter. My wise and ridiculously handsome therapist husband often says, if you don't talk it out, you'll eventually act it out. Ugh, that is so annoying, but it is very true. Additionally, remember that quote I shared by Peggy O'Mara? The way we speak to our children becomes their inner voice. Your inner bully is not just made up of your past experiences. It's also fueled by the voices to whom you've assigned significance. Remember that receiving feedback at work scenario? Well, that wasn't just something random I've come up with. It is part of my story. A few years back, this exact same thing happened to me. I received feedback from my boss on how I could improve my facilitation of a certain course. My rational and reasonable self knew that what she was saying was very beneficial to my role at work and that she was investing in my development. My filter, however, was clogged with other emotions, which triggered a deluge of tears. I just sat there nodding my agreement while tears ran down my cheeks and my inner bully berated me about how weak I was being and how unprofessional. My boss felt terrible and I felt worse. If I were to try to unpack those feelings today, I'd acknowledge that my primary feeling was a fear of letting her down. That she would think I wasn't good enough was something that was unthinkable to me. She said nothing of the sort, mind you. This woman absolutely was investing in my development. But my previous experiences have left me feeling that if I can't prove my worth, I would lose my status as a valued team member, as part of a group of friends, as a daughter worthy of a father's love. Now, please understand, none of that even crossed my mind while I was receiving that feedback from my manager. It was all trapped in my filter, and it found a way out. If I understood then what I do now, I would have said something to my boss like, I am not sure why I'm reacting with tears, but I'm receiving value from this feedback, and I appreciate you providing it. Now, granted, that would most likely have been said via email after the fact so as not to extend this already awkward conversation. Then I would have set aside some time to interview my inner bully about my reaction. Some questions may have been, what past conversations made me feel similar emotions to how I felt today? What fear did that conversation spark? What beliefs am I holding on to as a result of these past conversations? Keep in mind, your inner bully is the ultimate historian when it comes to your past experiences. So there is most definitely important information you can get by creating time to ask yourself these questions. I suggest you get a notebook or a journal to write out the thoughts that come to you as a result of asking these questions. I think you may just be surprised at the aha moments you will uncover. Here's a statistic I use with my leadership development clients. When it comes to interacting with their employees, what to say, how to say it, etc., it takes hearing approximately 9 sincere affirmative statements to overcome 1 negative opinion or insult. Now, the relevance for the leaders that I coach is that it's important that their feedback be specific to the task and not the person. In the case of our inner bully, though, they are instinctively collecting all the negative things said to us. Positive feedback may be acknowledged, but most of the time, it's quickly drowned out by the cacophony of negative input. Basically, it's a colossal setup. Our brains tend to take the path of least resistance, and since it's much easier for us to believe negative things about ourselves, we end up focusing on that. I have this conversation with a friend at work very often, and that is, what if we flip the script on certain things that we're always saying? For example, you know how you say, well, with my luck, and usually it's going to be something horrible. What if we did something different and just tortured our brains and our inner bully into saying what? What if we said, well, with my luck, I am totally going to ace that interview. With my luck, I'm getting the best parking spot in this lot. With my luck, everything is going to work out really well in this next project. Think about it. Try it. Let's see how your inner bully reacts to that. And really, all of this, when we talk about that, that's why inner work is called work. We need to actively participate in the transformation of our thinking. Your inner work coaching skill for today is to build a persona for your inner bully. This will be something and someone that you make up, not someone already in your life. Okay. Decide on a name, maybe give them some physical attributes. You don't need an entire backstory for them, just enough of a classification that it becomes easier for you to say, like in my case, okay, Chloe, you're having a reaction that I don't understand. Let's look at it. Before I created Chloe, I would probably just say something like, this is ridiculous. What is wrong with me? Why am I reacting like this? I am such an emotional wreck. Are you beginning to see the difference and the benefit to assigning a persona to your inner bully? It's just a fact that most of us will allow ourselves to be bullied in one way or another, but we will stand up for someone else. So, this is kind of like a little sneaky way of becoming your own advocate. Okay, friends, next week we'll discuss questions to ask your inner bully based on your communication style. And we talked about that all the way back in episode 1. So if you haven't already done so, go to the resource section and join my mailing list. My gift to you is that communication style guide, and you're going to need it. So as we start to figure some stuff out, how you connect, how you communicate with your inner bully. Until next time.